He prodded with a sandal the dozing form of Clod Pool the apprentice, and said, "I have seen. Now I understand." Then he stopped and looked at the thing next to Clodpool. "What is that amazing thing?" he said.
It's a tree, master," said Clodpool, still not quite awake. "Remember it was there yesterday?"
"There was no yesterday."
I think there was, master," said Clodpool, struggling to his feet. "Remember, we came up here, and I cooked a meal, and had the rind off your sklang because you didn't want it."
"I remember yesterday," said Wen thoughtfully, "but the memory is in my head now. Was yesterday real, or is it only the memory that is real? Truly, yesterday I was not born." Clodpool's face became a mask of agonized incomprehension. "Dear, stupid Clodpool, I have learned everything," said Wen. "In the cup of the hand there is no past, no future. There is only now. There is no time but the present. We have a great deal to do." Clodpool hesitated. There was something new about his master. There was a glow in his eyes.